Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, will the second round of MFP payments make it out before the end of the year? We know that President Donald Trump earlier this week authorized that second payment, but now a government shutdown looming on Friday could delay those payments. Lawmakers edged closer on Wednesday towards a temporary measure that would fund the government a few more weeks but would deny President Donald Trump the money for the border wall. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday did introduce a short-term spending bill to fund the government through February 8, 2019, in an effort to avert a partial government shutdown this week. Majority Leader McConnell spoke from the House floor Wednesday morning.
The measure will provide the resources necessary to continue normal operations through February the 8th. Let's review why this step was necessary. Even in the face of a great need to secure the border and following good faith efforts by the president's team, our Democratic colleagues rejected an extremely reasonable offer yesterday. It would have cleared the remaining appropriation bills, which had received bipartisan support in committee, and provided an additional $1 billion to tackle a variety of urgent border security priorities.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer did sound optimistic that a shutdown could be averted in remarks from the Senate floor on Wednesday. So if we can avoid the government shutdown on Friday, when can we expect the second round of the MFP payments? President Donald Trump this week authorized the second round, and many are wondering if it's possible to deliver those payments prior to the end of the year. The director of the Illinois FSA, Bill Graff, says maybe, but there are several steps that must happen first.
One, the Office of Management and Budget actually has to release the money. The money has to be made available. Once that's done, then we have to file basically paperwork in the Federal Register. It's a public notice that we're going to spend the money. When that's done, then the county offices can go through. Washington will push all the first payments back to us, and then we'll have to have two people in the office. The first person goes through and checks a little box, get 10 or 12 payments on a screen. You check the little box, say, yeah, that's a good payment. Then a second person comes back and does a second party review, checks a little box, says, yes, those are good payments. Once that's done, those payments will go. It'll take 24 hours for them to roll over in the system, and then 3 days later, you should get them in your bank account.
President Trump authorized a full federal holiday from Monday the 24th, and the accounting systems will be shut down at midnight on Thursday, December 27th. The first two steps then, OMB and the Federal Register, will most likely determine if the payments are delivered this year or next. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.